Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church. So glad to have each and every one of you joining in on the program today. And I usually like to do the program with a guest, and my guest today is my lovely wife, Lisa.
Hello, happy to be here today.
Yeah, we just love hanging out here on the radio. She's been just such an inspiration, I know, to a lot of you and to me as well, with some of the things that she's bringing to the table. We had a great program yesterday. What were we talking about yesterday?
We were talking about the Great Exchange.
The Great Exchange, that's right. So we are going to kind of spring off of that because, you know, we've made a lot of exchanges in our lives, but I really believe the way to hang on to those things and to really come around and understand who we are in Christ, we have to understand who we are and the authority that we have as a believer in Jesus Christ. We have been given power. You know, the scriptures tell us that you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. We've been given authority, and authority is, you know, the right to make something happen, the right to declare something. And we have a lot of things in our life that we need to begin to declare over our lives, you know, because the enemy's coming for us. He's trying to keep us from experiencing and knowing and understanding who God is. There's a war going on for every person to keep them away from God.
Yeah, I mean, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to give us life and more abundant life. Yeah. So do you have someone in your life who causes you to get upset or angry? I can't imagine who that would be. I mean, sometimes I feel like my husband makes me angry, but really, that couldn't be true, right, hon?
Sure.
But it may surprise you that it's not really the person that's creating the issue. There's someone else that's really at work, and the real enemy is the devil. And we're in a spiritual war. There's a spiritual war going on as a believer, and we have to be aware of it.
Yeah, I think the enemy has a lot of times used us all against each other in life, and he uses inroads into our lives, frustrations, anger, emotions, different things like that. And I think it's just imperative that we realize that we're in a spiritual battle, that we're in a war, that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against each other, but it usually turns into us wrestling against each other, but that's really not the enemy. So I guess today what we want to do is take a look at, you know, as a believer, how we need to become aware of Satan's inroads, Satan's tricks, his devices, and how he is trying to cause us to fight each other when really we should be fighting him.
Exactly. In James 4:7, it says, "Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." You resist the devil, and he flees from you.
That's really good.
Do you know what the word resist means?
No. What does it mean?
It actually means to actively fight against. So you have to take the authority over the enemy.
Right. That's good.
So many Christians are asking God, like, what to do, and we have to do what he tells us to do, and that's to take authority. We have authority, we stop asking God to do something, and we do what he tells us to do. Like in Matthew 10:8, it says, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." He gave us the command to do these things, so we should be taking the authority that God gave us in the name of Jesus to lay hands on the sick and to speak healing over ourselves and others.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue that we have to look at and realize is that, you know, the battle that's going on in our lives, there's a battle going on, but that battle is for your heart. And it's for the heart of every other person around you, and, you know, God's trying to influence people and draw them towards his righteousness, to draw them to himself and to live with him, to live for him, and be that person who is healing the sick and speaking healing over ourselves and laying hands on people. He wants his blessings to manifest in our lives and the lives of those around us. But it's really God's power in us that's bringing healing. It's bringing deliverance to people. And it's powerful. We've got to get to a place where we know and we recognize the enemy's tactics, his strategies. You know, John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus has come that we might have life. You know, we say that scripture all the time, but it's like we need to continually remind ourselves that we have authority over the enemy. We have authority over the devil. You know, the only authority that he has in our lives is the authority that he can trick us into giving him over our lives. And so how do we get to a place where first we recognize his devices, and then secondly, how do we defend ourselves? Let's talk about that for a minute. How do you defend yourselves against the attack of the enemy in your heart, in your mind? He's trying to work you against each other, and he's trying to play games with us. What's the first thing that we can do?
Well, let's look at Ephesians 6:11-13. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So according to this scripture, we need to take up the armor of God. And what is the armor of God? The word of God. That's a weapon.
Yeah.
Get the word of God in your heart, sure, and speak the word over your life.
Yeah, we need to talk about that more on the program, man, trying to get the word into your life and stuff. But I think it's really, there's a lot of keys in this piece of scripture. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood." The first thing that you got to recognize in your battle of authority over the enemy is that you're not wrestling with other people. You're wrestling against him. In those other people are being used, those other people are being used by him, and we've got to get to a place where we can actually let people off the hook, because they may not even know that the devil's using them in that moment. They don't understand, or you know, they're perishing from maybe a lack of knowledge in that area, or they're failing in life in trying to do relationships because they don't know how that works. So I think one of the first principles that you guys out there listening today need to know and recognize, if you're going to have authority over the enemy in your life, is to first recognize him in others, that you are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but you're wrestling against them. You know, the fact is people are being influenced and controlled and used by the devil. They really are.
Yeah, so true. So this is another thing that we need to do, and it's basically we need to put on praise and worship music. I really feel like worship is a weapon. If you are feeling like you're having thoughts in your mind, and how do you change those thoughts in your mind? By getting the scripture in your mind. And there's so many worship songs that are just full of the scripture and word of God. So you just get that praise and worship music going and just start listening to that. And that's going to start getting your focus on the Lord and not focusing on your situation. So if you're dealing with thoughts of anxiety or depression, get worship music on and just start focusing on the Lord. Even if you have to have it playing all night. I've had times in my life where after my dad had passed away and I was dealing with a lot of grief, all night long, I would just have worship music playing, so I would not think about that loss. Instead, I would just focus on the Lord and say, "My dad is in heaven rejoicing.
Yeah,
he is walking on streets of gold. For years, I prayed for his salvation, and now I am seeing it fulfilled, and I'm excited for him to be in heaven. Yes, I'm grieving because he's out of my life, but I'm thankful to know and have the peace that he's in heaven, and I just need to focus on the Lord and worship and get my mind focusing on that and not on my own grief."
Yeah, that's really good. You know, as we were kind of going through Ephesians 6, you know, I said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle against what? Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in this age and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You know, there is an enemy, but he's not people. And I love that you're saying, you know, you put on worship. It's a spiritual weapon, you know. If you put on praise and worship music and point it at me, it doesn't affect me the way it affects what's in me. You know what I mean? As we begin to worship, it brings our awareness of who God is in our life, and then we stand in the authority that we have. But when you're looking at principalities and rulers of darkness and all that, this is referring to like demonic powers. You know, there's a chain of command, and there is authority in the spirit realm, and there's structure there, and it's listing the different levels here. In this scripture, you know, notice that it says you are not wrestling against flesh and blood, other people. So, you know, much that goes on in your life that's happening, the situations and the things that are going on around you are not human. They're actually spiritually derived, and they're happening to you through the Spirit.
Well, the problem is, too, that there's a lot of Christians that are intimidated by Satan's power. They don't realize that Satan can't do anything without our consent and cooperation. So we need to stop magnifying the devil, stop giving him more credit than he deserves, because all of Satan's power is dependent on us cooperating. And if you don't get in the fear, you're making Satan powerless, because he wants to give you a spirit of fear. So you just come against that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. That yeah. Satan tries to deceive us. And if he can get us to believe the lie, then he can get us in his trap. And we don't want to believe the lie of the devil.
Right. I think a lot of times I find myself magnifying the devil and the things that he's doing. I give him a lot more credit than he deserves, you know, and we've got to take authority over that in our own lives. You know, we've got to stop allowing him to bring fear into our lives. He will, you know, end up powerless if we can actually shut him down.
Yeah, because the devil doesn't make you do anything. He can lie and convince you to act, but without your consent, he has no authority. He goes about like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour, and he seeks people who will buy into his lies. He's a liar and he's a thief, and we need to take authority over him. But the only way you can get free is by knowing the truth. The Bible says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. What's the truth? The Word of God.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I mean, Satan is at war with us. He is trying to steal the hearts of people. He's trying to steal my heart. He's trying to steal your heart. He's trying to steal the hearts of people around us away from God. He is trying to fill hearts with trash, with corruption. He's trying to corrupt us and motivate us to do things that are contrary to what the Word says we should be doing in our lives. And I don't know that people really understand out there just how intense the warfare and the spiritual warfare that's going on in our lives really is, and how much their actions and they're being used in other people's lives. It's something that we have to begin to take note of and look at from our perspective and fixing what we can fix.
If
everybody will fix what they can fix in their life, it'll all get fixed. But, you know, we're so busy trying to focus on what other people need to fix in their life and not looking at our own life and saying, I need to fix this about me. I need to go to the Word and see what the Bible says about me. And I need to stand in the authority that God's given me against what the enemy is trying to get me to believe over myself and in my life. And I think that, you know, it's a struggle for people, but Satan can't control you.
That's right.
Outside of your own will.
He can't do anything without your cooperation and consent. But you have to realize that we are in a battle. And most people choose not to believe that, but whether they do or not, the fact is it's really taking place. So you have to be willing. You can't be unwilling to engage in the battle just because you don't want to be involved in this battle. It's going on and you have to be a part of it. And that the way you provide
it. I don't want to be in this battle.
It's happening. There's a spiritual realm out there. And whether you want to be a part of it or not, doesn't matter. You have to take authority over the enemy.
And if you choose to ignore it, you're just going to lose the battle.
Exactly.
I really see that happening in a lot of people's lives. They're just running with it. They're just saying, whatever, I'm just going to go with the flow. And next thing you know, they're just battling addiction. They're battling things in their life that the enemy's, you know, subtly drawn them into. And, you know, I always think of this about addiction is that, you know, when somebody is addicted to alcohol or, you know, drugs, you know, all of those things are derived from the earth. And God told us to go and have authority, have dominion over the earth. But Satan has taken the earth and he is using it to twist our authority. And he is actually making, like, through alcohol, barley, hops, and stuff, where they're making this alcohol. And now the earth is having authority over man when God told us to have authority over it. You know, same with cocaine or any of those drugs that people are addicted to. Pharmaceutical drugs are all derived from plants, from the earth. And what happens is Satan is laughing because he is using the earth to have dominion over us. He is taking the scriptures and he's using it against us, and he's taking our authority over the earth, and he's giving the earth authority over us. And now we're bowing our knee to the earth when the earth should be actually under our control and under our submission. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I've noticed that in my life when it comes to caffeine. I got off of caffeine for a while and then I started back up again, like, oh, I need some energy. Give me a Coke. And I started drinking this Coke. This is not an advertisement for Coke, by the way. But anyways, then I started noticing, like, if I didn't drink one, I'd start to get a headache because my body's craving that caffeine and wanting that. I started having, like, caffeine withdrawal. Like, hey, you got to have this to keep you moving. And I don't want to be addicted to any substance, including caffeine. But the Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. So just remember that we have authority over the enemy. Jesus is inside of us, and he's given us the authority to take over the enemy by using our words and using the blood of Jesus that he shed for us on the cross and just taking authority.
Yeah, I think that once you realize that the battle is real, you can learn to recognize what's going on. You can take proper action. You can improve your situation. But it's awareness. You have to realize that you're in this battle, that your authority is being challenged in the earth by the enemy. So
the battle's not with your husband or your wife. It's not with your children or your neighbor. I mean, sometimes your friends and neighbors and people can come against you and they can say some pretty mean things. But guess what? I'm able to look right past that. Sometimes.
Sometimes. That's good.
I mean,
you're right.
Look right past that.
Other
and
times
then
you let it get to you and you react, and then you end up in a bigger problem than you would have.
Then you realize, oh, I've got to go about
that
apologize.
That actually happened to Jesus.
Yes.
You know?
But it's so much better if you take authority over it right away and you realize, like, wait a minute. I'm not going to get bitter or angry about this situation. I know I need to walk in forgiveness, and the devil is just trying to get me to get into unforgiveness. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to choose to forgive. I'm sure that he didn't mean that, or she didn't mean to say those things to me, and I'm just going to move on and not let that turn into a stronghold in my life.
Yeah, there's times when you do have to engage the enemy directly, even if the enemy is using your friend or something. I mean, Jesus had to deal with that. You know, that's exactly what he did when he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan." You know, that was the same day that Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, you know, under the influence of God, said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then in Matthew 16, 15 through 17, it says, and he says to them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And he answered, "You're the Christ." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." Then Jesus began to talk to him about what was going to happen to him. And they're going to take me, they're going to kill me, and I'm going to rise again on the third day. And then, you know, Peter, who was inspired and controlled by the Holy Spirit just moments before, began to rebuke Jesus. He literally started to say, "Be it far from you, Lord. Don't let that happen to you. I'm not going to stand there. The rest of us will defend you, but we're not going to allow this to happen." Jesus turned and spoke these words. He said, "Get behind me, Satan."
Yeah, Peter was probably like, "What? He's calling me Satan?"
Yeah, right.
But he wasn't talking to him. He was actually talking to Satan and saying, "Hey, Satan's controlling you right now." And Peter's words were not coming from God at that time. They were inconsistent with the will of God.
Yeah.
So Peter was being inspired and controlled by the devil with the things that he said. And that can happen in our lives too. We can get into situations where we're acting on our emotions and we're not listening to the Holy Spirit. We're not following the fruits of the Spirit. We're not walking in love. And the same thing can happen to us. We can get under the influence of the enemy. So we just need to guard our hearts, guard our minds, and watch our mouth. Mainly keep our mouth shut when we need to keep it shut.
Yeah.
And then when we need to take authority of the enemy, we speak sure. it out and take it authority.
I mean, that's a pretty strong statement, though. Get thee behind me, Satan. If I look at you and call you Satan, you usually get pretty upset with me.
Yeah, it's probably
it happens
over
a lot.
Well. I wouldn't expect you to do that to me.
But, you know, a lot of people, honestly, I mean, think that's a little over the top. But think about it, you know. We don't need to respond to people that way, but I can guarantee you there's times when Satan is directly speaking through you. He's speaking through me. He's gotten into us. He's gotten an attitude through us, and we react. He's using people to get at us, and whether you recognize it or not, this is, you know, it's going on way more than we think it is in our life. We are in a spiritual battle.
That's so true.
So, you know what? I tell you that there is supernatural war. It's going on. It's happening today. It's happening to you right now in your life in some area or another. Your heart, your mind is under attack. You know, and some of you right now, the devil's trying to oppose the words you're reading, you know, in even in this scripture that we're talking about, you know, and he wants to discredit you and cause you to ignore people and to reject people. But, you know, the Holy Spirit, on the other hand, he's bearing witness in our hearts. He's trying to get us to open up and receive the words of truth, the word of God in our lives, and to use that to stand in authority. What authority do we have? We have the authority that is in us, that Jesus has given us
yes.
through his sacrifice. If we try to stand against the enemy on our own, we'll never make it. But if we stand on the word of God and we use the weapons that have been given to us by God, we'll see the enemy defeated in our lives, and we will rebuke Satan in our lives.
Amen.
So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk a little bit more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. We appreciate everything that you do for us here, getting the word out to our community here in Brevard County and abroad. Lisa, we've been talking about the believer's authority. We've been talking about how the enemy tries to use people and tries to get us to become his weapon, really, in the battle for other people. So what would you encourage us in as we kind of wrap it up? What would you say to those who are listening out there?
Obviously, we're in a war, and we've already talked about that.
Right.
And that we have authority as a believer. So sure. We need to not go another day without using the authority that God has given us.
Right.
Don't ask God to heal you. That sounds weird. What? I don't ask God to heal me? He's already given us the authority. He says heal the sick. So in his name, you command sickness to go. So
that's
you
good.
Say, I command my pancreas to start functioning normally
right.
in Jesus' name. I curse diabetes. And thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I was healed.
Yeah, because a lot of people are out there. Yeah, they're out there saying, I'm waiting for God to do something. And God is actually waiting for us to use the authority that he's already given us over sickness. So it's kind of a catch-22 that a lot of people are out there, and they're like, God's not touching me, he's not moving in my life. And we need to actually understand that God's waiting for us to use the authority that he's already given us against sickness.
Yes.
That's really good.
We speak to pain. If you have pain in your ear, if you're having throbbing in your ear, in the name of Jesus, I command that throbbing to stop. I command that pain to go right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I bet somebody's having throbbing in their ear that's listening right now.
So. Command it to go in Jesus' name. Take authority over it. You use the word of God and take scriptures and speak those scriptures over your life. Because the word is powerful and it's not going to return back
void. It's where the authority
void.
Rests, you know,
exactly.
in God's word.
That's and so listen good. To worship music and worship with it.
That was a good little point.
Definitely spend time worshiping the Lord, soaking in his presence and worshiping with it. Sing the songs the words of the songs that are out there. Sing them with the worship. It's amazing how much peace will come over you. I had a situation happen the other day where my peace was robbed from me. I was talking to someone, we got in a conversation, it got a little out of hand, and I felt like I had no peace. I turned on the radio, and there was a nice worshipful song. I just started worshiping with it, and instantly, I started feeling the peace of the Lord over me, and it just makes such a difference when you
get
in the presence of the Lord and focus on him.
That's really good. So we hope you guys are enjoying the different topics that we bring up. Like I said, it's a topical Bible study here at Turn the Light On. It's a ministry of Lighthouse Christian Church located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. Join us for our 8:30 or 10:30 service any Sunday. If you need more info, come see us. God bless you guys and have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.